the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Brought us some tunes today. What have you brought up?
I did. From the Crate today, there's three new releases in the shop this week. One which is released worldwide tomorrow. And should we start with that?
We should start with that one, I reckon.
Let's do it. Too Slow to Disco.
Too Slow to Disco.
Now, this is a series which has come out of France, and it's put together mainly by a fellow called DJ Supermarket.
Good name. Very good name.
Now, the Too Slow to Disco series, it was... You've heard it before, right? You've heard
I haven't. No, I haven't.
It's it was started to, like... investigate the kind of smooth AOR type music that Sarah listens to all the time.
Got a big oi there.
Yeah. And so, you know, it pretty much first focused on the, late 70s, early 80s California sort of soft rock sound.
All right, yeah.
The last installment of Too Slow to Disco was put together by Ed Mota, the great South American... archivist and DJ and musician, and this one here is slightly different because what we have with this one, Too Slow to Disco, Neo in France. Woo-hoo. So this is quite different in that it is a collection of previously released tunes, but they're all from the last 2 years.
Okay.
And they're all from French-based acts.
That's I feel like cool. For some reason what pops to mind for me is Romance.
Wow.
I think it's like...
Look at
yeah,
the lovely pink.
Yeah, it's all
pink
and yeah. Red and beautiful and the font is really like fancy.
Glittery Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, so is that what this sounds like? I guess, kind of.
I reckon.
You get four sides. It's a 2-LP set and the only ones I was super familiar with were Bertrand Bergelaert, whose name you may have heard. He's done mixing and stuff over the years. I think he might have even done... remixes for Air at some point, and Nick Cave, thinking about it.
I think that's why it rings a bell for me, yeah.
And he has his own label, Tricatel, but a lot of the stuff is from Tricatel, and a lot of the stuff is also from another French label called Cracky.
Good name. Cracky.
Was it?
Yeah.
Has it got a little Macron or something on one of the thingies?
No.
It
ends with an I. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Either way, the one we're going to play is from an EP which came out last year. Now, this was the only other one I was particularly familiar with from this new collection.
So I was going to say, this EP that came out, that was quite popular, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warped Caress was the name of it.
Yeah.
Also a good name.
Should we start it off?
Let's hit that.
腰椎间盘突出，强直性脊柱炎，腰肌劳损，颈椎病。
Definitely feeling the romance vibe.
So this is Lomboy.
It is indeed.
With Lover Boy.
This is cool. Lomboy is a woman called Tanya. Predominantly, she directs the musicians, produces it, cuts everything up, slows it down, speeds it up. And I think she wasn't initially from France.
Oh, okay.
I think she might have been from Belgium. No, Austria.
Oh, there we go.
But she's lived all over Europe doing this kind of music. Now, it sounds like that typical sort of soft, romantic thing. But listen to the lyrics.
Pretty good.
Okay, so what you have here is Lomboy completely in control of the lover boy she's singing about, which is kind of at odds with what you would, the assumption that you might make about this kind of Gaelic pop.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, the world moves on.
No, I'm enjoying this. It does ring a bell now that I'm listening to it. I feel like maybe I've heard it in a movie or a TV show. I think it popped up in something. I'm going to have a Google later.
It's possible. Or it's just possible that what she's done here has made the kind of sound which immediately gives you those emotional cues to think, is this? But this one here is the most sort of specifically French sounding of the tunes on here.
Right.
And weirdly enough, it's not in French.
Yeah,
it's in English.
Say it. Yeah, it surprises me.
But just the other stuff is, well, like I said, it's between 2016 and 2018 is all the stuff on here. The other stuff, there's a lot of it which could conceivably have fit on those earlier Too Slow to Disco collections of sounding like California 1979,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But nothing here is really done as a gimmicky, let's do something in this genre.
No.
It's just
what these people are
doing.
Mm.
Some cool stuff on here. The Bertrand Bergelaert stuff is really great. Claire Vincent is great. And what's the other one I thought was superb on here?
It's nice. It's got sort of Riviera vibes. I'm quite enjoying.
See? It's pushing all those buttons
all those
she's supposed
cues.
To be pushing.
All those mental cues.
Yeah.
Be good to me.
Like the outro, that's quite nice.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's really cool. So that was Lon Boy with Lover Boy, and what was the name of the LP again?
It is Too Slow to Disco. It's the new Too Slow to Disco collection. Neo in France is the name of it. Le Nouveau French Disco Elegant.
Fantastique.
Yeah. So that one, that's a good one.
What's the next one you've brought us?
I don't remember.
We've got Greg Foate, is what I've got.
Well, there you go. Now, Greg Foate, I suppose you could... not really group him with New London Jazz, but he works in a lot of jazz. He is living in London, but I wouldn't say that he's specifically part of that New London Jazz, because what he does is not so much focused at the dance floor or focused at the the spirit of mixing in Afrobeat and everything else. He's made a few albums. Well, I first heard him when he was doing this thing called the Greg Foate Group, which was like a soul jazz quartet led by Hammond organ.
Oh, cool.
So like sounding like the 60s, like that. The last few releases we've had in of Greg Foate have been with Warren Hampshire under the name Hampshire Foate, where they've done stuff which sounds more sort of library jazz focus or soundtracky or whatever. But now, just under the name Greg Foate, is his new record, which is called The Mage. Now, this one here is interesting because some of the people on here, we've got Warren Hampshire's here again, but so is Art Taman and Duncan Lamont, who are much older jazz players, but also Malcolm Casso from the Heliocentrics.
Oh, wow.
And here's a name that we all know, Moses Boyd plays on this.
That's awesome. I'm enjoying the cover as well here.
Yeah, I was about to say the cover is
It's
awesome.
Got a sort of goat deity and a bunch of sort of fairies lying around. It's a nice illustration. I'm going to hit play while we're talking too. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So what he's done with this record is side one is covers, and they're not like standards. It's something that's slightly off-centre. Like the idea of doing a jazz cover of a Tim Buckley tune is odd. But this is from side two, and this is all of the folk compositions which seem to be about the narrative of the mage.
Which I'm assuming is this goat on the front here, maybe.
I'm guessing, I don't know. The picture is by Nicola, what's her name? Nicola Alexandria.
Where would I be looking?
You can see your name. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Nicola Alexandria Papera, who is British as well, but she is an artist on her art sites. Okay. So it says, of Polish origin. Yeah.
There we go. I think a mage is a magician.
It is,
or
yeah.
a magical person.
There we go.
Yeah. Well,
a magical goat person, maybe?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a goat person.
I'm just looking at the goat on the front here.
There's a goat on the front.
It's got a fantastic ruffle collar going on.
Do you think this is the mage on the front?
I think that could be the mage. Is it a ruffle collar, or is he wearing like a big? Is he wearing a flower? Because he's actually
honestly,
miniature.
Honestly, it's hard to say.
So many ways to read it.
So you hear the drums on this. This one is not Moses Boyd on drums. This is Malcolm Caddo playing drums on this one.
Sitting at like the front of your collection, you know.
Well,
I really like this. This is nice.
It's on the Athens of the North label.
Okay.
Do you know the label?
Not familiar with it. No.
Okay, Athens of the North. You know what is Athens of the North, right?
No.
You know what that refers to?
No.
No, neither do I.
Edinburgh, Scotland.
Okay.
So Athens of the North is from Edinburgh, and generally they're involved. Well, you can't say generally. They're quite prolific, but I think they were first known for like putting out rare soul singles.
Okay,
you know,
right.
If something had come out in 1971 and there was only 400 copies of it,
mm-hmm.
Athens of the North did the reissue in the last couple of years. But folk. I don't know what to say.
It's...
Listen there.
We've been talking the last few days about some wonky sax.
Yeah.
And I felt like just like, you know, saxophone that's kind of a little bit wonky.
This one's cleaner, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I quite like that synth, I presume, coming in there, or?
Well, it's some kind of keyboard. That's what folk plays. He does all the keyboards, he composes it, he's the arranger, he's...
He's all that side of it. That sort of space ramp noise, I like that.
It's pretty good.
Very good.
Weirdly enough, this week also we got in the first repress of the Greg Foe album, Dark as Night, on Jazzman.
Cool.
Hasn't been in print for over a decade.
Coincidentally.
Complete coincidence.
Fantastic.
So we've got both of those ones in Southbound at the moment.
So this is Greg Foe. The track is The Mage. The album is also
The Mage. The Mage. Yes.
And it's got a great cover.
Some
great tunes. What's the last one that you've brought up for us?
Last one is a second album from an artist that I think has played here.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's an artist that when we discovered his first album, sought out his first album, we've sold a lot of it.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
No, me neither. Loyal Kana is the gentleman's name.
We love Loyal Kana. I have a fat crush on Loyal Kana. I'm not ashamed to say that.
Rachel's a particularly big fan, yeah.
Hunter and I both interviewed him. He did the Under the Radar interview and I did the BFM interview for Laneway, and we're both just like geeking out together. It's the big geek moment. But he was so nice as well, and Hunter and I were both like, oh, hi Loyal, so nice to meet you.
Did he talk about cooking?
Yeah, he did actually talk about cooking.
I
yeah,
love
yeah.
that. I love that.
Now, you would think that's like a reductive way to think of him. Loyal Kana is either going to talk about his mum or about cooking, but...
They are two very prolific features.
But that's so nice.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with his new album, Not Waving But Drowning? You've listened to this?
I have. It's been on high rotate in our flat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so you know that it begins with Loyal talking a recitation, Dear Jean, about mum.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with Dear Ben, which is, of course, his name, Ben.
Ben Coyle Lana.
That's right. And Dear Ben is by his mum.
Yes.
So it's like it's bookended in that way. A lot of the production on this is done by whom? From Hamilton, Jordan Rakai.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
So Jordan has worked a lot on this record with him. He actually only appears singing on one of them, which is the one you're playing on the radio, I believe.
It is, and he's coming to do a show here soon as well, I think. Jordan Rakai. Yep, he is.
Okay, so there's not just like, remember the last record, it was basically Loyal Kana and Rebel Clef. This time Rebel Clef doesn't make so much of an appearance.
He's only on one of these tracks.
He is only on one, but there is a different song on there about him called Crispy. Also on here you'll find Sampa is here, and who else is on there?
Georgia Smith again. We had her on a track last week as well.
Yes, indeed. Georgia Smith guested on the Ezra Collective album.
There's a bit of Tom Misch on there as well.
Tom Misch does stuff on it.
And his mum.
Alphamist.
I like Alphamist stuff. He's a really cool wee.
Is his mum on the last track?
Yes, his mum is actually performing that last track. Oh, she was on the last album too. And in fact, she's on the cover of the last album and right in the middle with Loyal. Not on this one. You'll find that Tim drowning.
Yeah.
Not waving, but drowning.
It's not.
I really like the track with Sampha on here. That's been one of my faves so far, Day Soleil.
I like Otto Lingi. That's my favourite track.
That's a good one.
Love
also
that one.
Good food as well, as we were saying, cooking. And his mum. Yeah, yep. Two very big features there.
Yep.
But what's the one you've brought in today?
Well, the one that I thought of was because he's such a considered person, and all of his... there's a very particular narrative and idea behind each of the things he does. I think it's interesting that he's put a freestyle on here.
Yeah, it is actually.
And not just any freestyle. He did it with Rakai. Jordan Rakai's on it, but also the other vocalist is Charlotte Day Wilson from Canada. Charlotte Day Wilson, who, if you've never heard of her, the chances are you have, because she's the singer on side four of Bad, Bad, Not Good's LP, right?
Yeah.
In my eyes, is that what it's called?
I think so. And we've played, I think we've had a bit of her on the playlist up here at BFM before too. I'm going to hit this one as well.
I sail away, say sail away. I sail away, say sail away.
So yeah, sail away freestyle.
Sail for a rainy day, and every day's great. So I sail away, say sail away. I say sail for a rainy day. I sail away, say sail away. Sail away, say sail away. Try, they say save it for a rainy day. Sail away, say sail away.
Tess is pointing out his packaging is 100% recyclable,
which is good. I hope that helps make up for the fact that he cooks meat. But
yeah. Just throwing some shade there, Troy.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so what is Loyal Kana going to be freestyling about? Is it cooking? No. Is it mum? No. It's worrying about money.
Which is actually a little bit of a recurring theme. There was a bit of that on the first album as well, I think.
You'd think that he probably has less money worries now, but the fact is we all have money worries, don't we? So.
Someone's texted in saying, could you spell the names of the artists Troy is talking about?
Yes.
They will be spelled out on the playlist and the podcast after the show as well. But do you want to
spell? Greg Foat is Foat. Greg Foat. Lomboy.
Lomboy is Lomboy.
Correct. Loyal Kana is Loyle. And Kana, Carner.
But if you didn't have a pen, check them out on the website. I know the
facts. All right, about the tell me what you think of this one, Tess.
Love it. Dash,
quick flash, Rachel. Also love it.
The listeners also love it.
Yeah, there's some nice texts coming in for these.
What is it that you think characterises an album by Loyal Kana? What is it about the tone of it?
I think his voice is really distinctive.
He's very earnest.
His style, the way he...
Very boom bap, kind of like... It's quite different to a lot of other hip-hop that's coming out of London at the moment. I mean, he kind of comes through that sort of neo-jazz stuff as well, which is interesting, or some of his contemporaries do.
Correct.
Like Tom Misch.
Yep.
But yeah, earnestness, big earnest.
Sail away, say sail away. Shit, they say save it for a rainy day. Every day's a prey. Sail away, say sail away. Sail away, say sail away. They say save it for a rainy day. But every day's grey. Yeah.
I think what characterises both his last record, which is called, what was it called? Yesterday's Gone?
Yeah.
What was it called? That record and this one is that the character or his own character or personality that is projected on it, it seems fairly unfiltered. There's no sort of posturing about anything. It doesn't seem like he's much into humour. It's all fairly... well, it seems like, as far as I can tell, it seems like a fairly honest representation of who he is and what he is.
Mm.
But yeah, mum cooking.
Mum cooking, yeah.
Yeah. But there's lyric in Ottolenghi where, because Ottolenghi's obviously a chef, and he's talking about reading one of Ottolenghi's books, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And he talks about someone asking him on the train, which Bible is that? Because it's called Jerusalem. And he's like, no. It's a cooking book.
It's my Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just like that modern thing of oh, conspicuous consumption. Let's talk about what we eat all the time. Bloody blah. It's not that because he's used like he has some mental issues, OCD, I think it was, and cooking for him has been a therapeutic thing. He runs cooking classes.
He
know
does.
That?
Yeah, for kids with dyslexia, I believe is
could well be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. And he's going back to that thing you were saying as well about the kind of earnestness is sort of like no filter thing. That seems to be the way he sort of presents himself online as well. He seems to have a lot of like back and forth conversations with people who like his music.
But what about when you met him?
When I met him, he was so nice. Oh my God, that's why I still geek out. Manhunter came out like, screaming. No, he was... I'm not even kidding. It was like the least cool I've ever been in my life. I was like, hi. But he was really nice. And again, like very straight up, answered questions very honestly. So that was cool. Really enjoyed that.
So just quickly run through the records we have.
Okay, well, that's we just heard Sail Away Freestyle, which doesn't actually sum up what the whole record sounds like. Like I said, we thought we'd hear him doing freestyle. Not Waving But Drowning is the second album by Loyal Kana. It is, we got it now. Prior to that, we had Greg Foat. New on Athens of the North, entitled The Mage. I'm sure Griselda could tell you what The Mage is all about.
Shout out to Grizzy.
And Too Slow to Disco, the new double album, this time focusing on French music of the last 2 years or so.
And the track was a Lomboy track.
It was, Lomboy.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much, Troy.
Thank you, Rachel.
Lovely to have you up. We'll see you next week.
Will indeed.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.